I went to Boston on the train. Probably cost me $7 for a round trip ticket back then.
Oh, those were the days.
Even better than that was before those days when people used to go on the excursions. Have you heard people talk about going on the Boston excursion? The Bangor and Aroostook Railroad used to have excursion trains.
Mm-hmm.
A ticket to Boston returned $7.
From Presque Isle?
From Presque Isle.
No kidding.
And can you imagine the crowds that used to get on those trains?
Is that right?
In fact, they always had people standing in the trains. There were so many people that took advantage of that.
Now, did you take advantage of that?
I didn't, no, because I was just enough younger and just starting out in life, you know.
Yeah.
I had so many other things that I was trying to resolve that I never did. But the adults, so-called,
mm-hmm.
they used to go. And there were all kinds of reasons for going. The women used to go to shop, you know. You could go down and stay 2 or 3 days and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Bangor trips now for shopping for people,
right.
You know, going down,
yeah.
Except it was a bit more of an excursion when you went to,
that's right.
to Boston.
That's right, yeah.
Where was the depot? Which one did they use?
It's right down where Young Collins has the Riverview.
Yep, the little restaurant
down
there.
That's where the railroad station was.
Okay.
That was the B&A.
Okay.
And the CPR was up where, on Howard Street, where that housing development is.
Yes, yep. Right.
What's the name of that housing development?
Corner of Academy and Howard.
Yes.
Right there.
That's where the CP station was.
Okay.
Canadian Pacific.